Okay, I want to thank the group for inviting me to be a service tonight. This is vital work that you're doing here. I can't think of a service that's more important sponsorship. So I haven't had any of my alcoholic food since May 18th, 2020, and I haven't had the need to have any today. And with that, I can't even explain how grateful I am. So we're going to talk about sponsorship, and I can't think of anything that's more important than sponsorship, at least for me. What's interesting is that the word sponsorship did not appear until 1944. I'm sure you all know about this. And there was a pamphlet put out that's called AA Sponsorship. And it was about one drunk working with another. Now, if you think about, there is absolutely, you can't think of anything that goes back to the early days of this enterprise except one drunk working with another. That was the legacy. Even the steps have changed. Literature has been introduced. Demographics has changed. Meeting emphasis. Everything has changed and has evolved in our fellowship, AA, and this fellowship, except one, which is the legacy that Bill and Bob gave us, and that's one drunk working with another. So let's get into it. I think the first thing is we got to ask ourselves the question, do we need a sponsor? That's a reasonable question. You need a sponsor. There's no one in the big book that says you need a sponsor or in the 12 and 12. In fact, Bill gives permission to go outside our fellowship, work with your spiritual mentor or somebody who's an understanding friend. So it's a good question. And let me just share my opinion on that. If I'm an Olympic athlete, world-class athlete, there's one reason I'm going to Italy, and that's to win the gold. There is no other reason for me to be there. For the fellowship, I might see some beautiful things, but I'm going there to win. And if I want to compete against the world, on the world stage against some of the world's best athletes, I better have a coach. I have to have a coach. Every one of those athletes have a coach today. I think sponsorship is a idea that has been given down by the ages. You had gurus and devotees, you had masters and disciples, and today you've got teachers, mentors, and we have in our program sponsors. I would not be here if it wasn't for the gracious men and some of the women. I want to thank the women, the divine feminine in this group. Some women have sponsored me, and I'm grateful that you have felt secure enough and safe around me to do that. Because look at this meeting. I mean, we're men are in this realm, we're outnumbered. So I thank you for that. So I'm going to go over a couple things in the big book. Why then do I need a sponsor? Well, if you look at on page 52, the bedevilments, we come in here, and I could check every one of these off. We have trouble with personal relationships, couldn't control our emotional natures, prey to misery. We were prey to misery and depression. Some of us couldn't make a living. Feeling of uselessness, full of fear, unhappy. This is, to me, an indictment against the compulsive eater. It's about selfishness. It's about fear and dishonesty. And I think it even goes beyond that. I think when I came in here in Alcoholics Anonymous in 45 years ago, I was emotionally crippled. Came in when I was in my 20s, and I probably was more like 13, 14 years old. And if it wasn't for my beloved sponsor, the first man that I felt safe around, that showed me respect, the great late Tom Fish, I'd still be working with him. I would have ran through a brick wall for that man. So I come in, I can check off each of those bedevilments, and that's where the journey begins. Now, I think there's three things that we sponsors have to focus on, and I like keeping things simple. We have websites out there. We've got position papers. We got people putting on webinars. We have special emphasis meetings. It's got pretty complicated. I like to keep things simple because a big book to me is priceless. It's simple for complex people, and each paragraph, if you study each paragraph, there is meaning beneath the meaning, underneath the meaning. And the only way we get there is by, I have to put it into action.
Larry
And
has
so,
15 minutes left.
thank you.
Look.
So, what does a sponsor do? Well, a sponsor does three things. It helps a person find a God, trust God, clean house, and be of service. To me, that's it. Some of the things, some minefields I've had to avoid is stay in my lane. I'm a people pleaser. I get, jacked up when people need me. I have to stay in my lane. I have to remember I'm there for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to guide somebody through the 12 steps. I'm not their counselor. I'm not their financial advisor. I'm not their attorney. I have to stay in my lane. That is, to me, that's an Al-Anon principle. And the other principle is to set good emotional boundaries, because some of the people I work with, man, they come in this program, they're shaking and baking, they're in bad shape, and my heart just aches for them. And I have to set good emotional boundaries. I cannot get caught up in the drama. And finally, the third thing, which is another Al-Anon principle, is you don't grab the rope. Somebody is going to throw something. It's like fishing. Someone's going to throw a lure out there. You don't grab the rope. They're going to make a statement that's going to suck you in to get out of your lane. And I have to become very aware of that. And since I become recovered in 2020, and I have a clear head now, I let the big book do my sponsoring, to tell you the truth. It's just that simple. If you turn to page 18, all we need to know is the paragraph that says at the very bottom, the ex-problem drinker who has found the solution, who is properly armed with the facts about himself, can generally win the entire confidence of another alcoholic in a few hours. Such an understanding is reached, little or nothing can be accomplished. Then it goes on to say, making this approach, given our whole apartment, shouts out this to the new prospect that there is an answer, there is a solution. We don't take a holier-than-thou attitude. Our desire is to be helpful. There's no fees to pay, no axe to grind, no people to please, no lectures to endure. And the conditions we found, these are most effective in this approach. Many times people will literally take up their beds and walk again. That's all I need to know. And I would suggest to you to study that and take that into your sponsor-sponsee relationship, because that is how simple it is. And the final thing I'm going to say is have fun with this. I love sponsoring my men. We have fun. We laugh because we're like a tragic comedy. We have done tragic things in life, and many things we've done are, Chanel knows we're laughing. We're funny. We do funny things. We do ridiculous things and have fun with people. And my sponsee, on page 163, I pointed this out this morning. At the bottom, it says, so our fellow worker will soon have friends galore. Some of them may sink, perhaps never get up, but if our experience is a criterion, more than half of those approached will become fellows of AA or OA. When a few men and women in the city have found themselves and have discovered the joy of helping others, and that's, to me, it's critical. If I'm not having joy, I need to go to steps one through seven. Helping others face life again, there'll be no stopping until everyone in town has had the opportunity to recover, if he can and will. That brings absolute chills up and down my spine. I love sitting across a table, the kitchen table sponsoring. That's how I learned. By the way, I avoid words like, I don't say things like, we're bozos on a bus. That to me is degrading. We're not bozos. We are intelligent, resourceful people who are wounded and we're trying to get well. And the other thing, my sponsor taught me, you can't fire somebody because that guy hasn't hired you. Don't give up on that person. Even if they are in relapse, they will individually give up themselves, but we don't give up on people. And I see so many mean mommies and daddies out there saying, I'm firing people. And it's really abusive. I have absolute respect for the men, and some of them are different on a different spectrum of recovery. I had one guy came in, he couldn't even hold a cup of coffee. This is an AA. And what I had to do was to give him a big book with really big letters. And this is another thing. This intensive hospitalization is a bunch of bullshit where you're going to have to stay sober for 2 to 30 days before you start working steps. BS. Bill went to Bob. And within that next day, Bob was out making amends. We want to get people through the first nine steps and build strategically put the promise after the ninth step. Why? Because we're going out there and we're repairing the damage we did to God's children. And after that, that person needs to get working with others. So this idea that you've got to wait 30 days, you can't talk, you've got to wait 30 days before you start working steps, to me, again, that's abuse, because I want to get my sponsees out there working steps as soon as possible, just like Bill went to Bob. And oh, by the way, the legacy that Bill left us was, finally, he did not go to Bob to get Bob sober. He went to Bob to stay sober, and he got Bob out there making amends immediately, as you know, Ebby got Bill when he was in the hospital, out there within 2 or 3 days working the steps. That's all I've got tonight. To wrap things up, have fun, enjoy your sponsee. Consider page 18 as the blueprint for sponsoring. It's that simple. Stay in your lane. Don't do like I've done, where I've got on my lane and I have become their mother, father, financial advisor. And I don't, I really learned how to set good emotional boundaries. So those are some things that I want to give you tonight. Maybe some other people have talked about those things, but I wanted to share that with you, because that's the new me. I am not sponsoring as Larry sees it. I'm sponsoring as Bill sees it. I use the big book as my guide. And I'm telling you what, it takes the pressure off. If a sponsee has a question, we go right to the big book. It's that simple. And I have about 5 men I'm taking the steps right now, and all of them are loving the big book. Some of them haven't studied the big book before, and they're loving it, and I'm loving it. And their interpretations inspire me to be a better recovered member of this wonderful fellowship. And with that, I pass back to Chanel.